What time of American history did you grow up in?
Probably, maybe partly still Depression, and then post-Depression, pre-war.
What was one of the most life-changing or hardest moments or events that happened for you and your family?
I can say from, I wasn't around then, but my father and mother were. The 1929 crash, that was when the stock market fell and all that. People lost money, and that was the beginning of the Depression. When I was a teenager, my father was ill. He became anemic, and so he was in bed for a while. And that was kind of a crisis time. We didn't suffer, but he suffered.
Can you tell us where you were born?
St. Louis, Missouri. My aunt, who lived about five houses away, came over to assist, but she told the doctor, kind of like gone in the wind, "I don't know anything about birthing babies. Well, here, you got to help," he said.
Was it harder for you based on which state or which town you lived in during this time, or not really?
I don't believe so. I mean, we lived in the city, but I could tell you something about how we moved around in this that time. We never had a car, and my father took the bus to work, and we just had to walk up the street less than a block to catch the bus. When I was in high school, they gave you a pass to ride the bus to school and back, and it was 50 cents.
Earlier, you mentioned to me about the movies and telephones.
Today, there's such a massive way to communicate with people. But for kids, our fun was taking two tin cans and putting a string between them. And we'd have one at one end of the yard and one at the other end of the yard. We have a hole in, you know, for the string. And then you put the can up to your ear and hear the other person. We did simple things like that, you know, during that time, because you didn't, there just wasn't a lot of money to spend on recreation, or it wasn't the opportunity, or whatever. So we had quite a few kids on our block. So my brother had a projector that showed movies, like movies in the movie theater, but you had to turn it to make it move.
Yeah.
And so we got the idea that we would go over to my cousin's house that had steps going upstairs, and that would be our theater, and we would show movies to the neighborhood kids, and of course we would charge them,
of course,
10 cents. So that was one of our money-making projects. This was during the war years. It was like in the 40s, and the thing that was popular then was Victory Gardens, so they were going to make a big garden, and the idea of the Victory Gardens was because rationing was going on. It was rationed was because they needed a lot of the food to supply the soldiers that were going into the service. There was more food needed. A lot of people had little gardens, and that way you didn't have to use your ration stamps, and they didn't have to use the produce and whatever. So they got this idea that they would have a big garden there.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, like the size of a big lot. And they grew potatoes, green beans, tomatoes, radishes, maybe something else. And of course there was more than we could use. So my job was to go out in the morning and ride my bicycle down around these places and go and knock on the doors and ask them if they would like to buy some fresh produce. And I would tell them what I had, and then I would bring it in the afternoon. So my brother and his friend were doing the gardening and picking and cleaning up. And then I would portion it out to what my order was and take it to these people and get the money, and then we split it.
How much did a produce basket cost?
Well, it wasn't a whole basket. It was like different things, and different items, I think, would be different amounts that you'd buy would be like 10 cents. You know, everything was like 10 cents or a quarter or whatever like that. So that was a nice, nice time in my life. beginning of knowing boys.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?